The impeachment hearings showcased Congress at its most divided, but another issue this week united Democrats and Republicans. The House and Senate voted nearly unanimously to support pro-democracy demonstrators in Hong Kong. The bill they passed faces an uncertain fate in the White House. President Trump said this morning that Hong Kong could be a, quote, complicating factor in the administration's trade talks with mainland China. In a moment, we'll get reaction from Hong Kong. First, we're joined in the studio by NPR's Scott Horsley. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Ari.
Why won't the president say whether he'll sign this bill?
China's foreign ministry has already warned the U.S. that it sees this measure as meddling in its internal affairs. And Trump is trying to avoid antagonizing Chinese President Xi Jinping. You know, they're at the negotiating table for weeks now. The administration's been trying to nail down a mini trade deal with Beijing to give the president something to show for the lengthy and costly trade war he launched last summer. And Trump is worried that, you know, a big gesture of support for Hong Kong could sour those already difficult talks. Here's the president speaking this morning on Fox and Friends.
I stand with Hong Kong. I stand with freedom. I stand with all of the things that we want to do. But we also are in the process of making the largest trade deal in history. And if we could do that, that would be great.
Now, it's actually a pretty limited trade agreement that's being discussed at this point. But this is typical of Trump's very transactional approach to foreign policy, where he's less interested in, you know, promoting democracy or high-minded idealism and more focused on the deal.
Why, after months of protests in Hong Kong, did Congress pass this bill? And it was such an overwhelming margin.
Yeah, it really was. It was unanimous in the Senate. There was only one dissenting vote in the House. So even if Trump were to veto this bill, it looks as if lawmakers have the muscle they would need to override that. Congress is really trying to show support for Hong Kong's pro-democracy demonstrators, and they're also trying to hold China to its commitments to give the former British colony a measure of autonomy. Under this bill, the State Department would have to report each year on whether China's measuring up to those promises. And if it's not, Hong Kong could be stripped of its special trading status. The bill also authorizes the president to impose sanctions against Chinese officials for any harsh crackdown on Hong Kong protesters. But in both cases, the administration would have some discretion to cut China some slack if it wanted to.
Over these last 6 months that people in Hong Kong have been protesting, what, if anything, has President Trump said about China's reaction to these protests and the protests themselves?
He's been pretty quiet on the subject, at least in public. Trump rarely criticizes authoritarian governments. Instead, it has fallen to Vice President Pence to play the bad cop here and deliver warnings to Beijing. In his interview with Fox News, though, Trump did claim credit for discouraging a tougher crackdown on the demonstrators. He says that's a tribute to his relationship with President Xi.
He's got a million soldiers standing outside of Hong Kong that aren't going in only because I ask him, please don't do that. You'll be making a big mistake. It's going to have a tremendous negative impact on the trade deal.
Okay,
and
so
he wants to make a trade deal.
Meanwhile, the trade talks continue to grind along in low gear, and the clock is ticking, Ari. Unless there's a deal in about 3 weeks, the U.S. is set to impose a new round of tariffs on some $160 billion worth of Chinese imports.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you for the update.
You're welcome.